Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. My name is Brianna. I'm calling from Keystone First. I have a participant, Marcia Strowman.
Yes.
She wanted to end services. Somebody called me twice earlier, but I couldn't get to the phone.
Okay. Are you familiar with this patient?
Yes, somewhat. She said she was, like, having a problem with her caregiver, or her caregiver wasn't doing what she wanted to do, something.
Yeah.
This. I don't know.
I mean, she's just very abusive to the caregivers, to the office staff. You know, she calls us liars. You know, she seems to think we've had her case for months, and I explained to her we only just got it on the 23rd, and she was only without care from now until then for 2 days because she told the caregiver not to come one day when I had it staffed, and then the other day she asked the caregiver to leave too, but she was back there today.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the end date? It's fine.
So yeah, the end date was, she wanted to start the other agency on Monday, so I think she started the other agency on the 9th. So I don't know if you guys had anybody come out there after Sunday.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have her scheduled every shift, so I'm trying to.
Okay.
Yeah, she has a regular caregiver that's been working with her regularly, and she said she wants to stay with her, so that's why I'm so confused by this.
Yeah, Ms. Strowman, she called me with another agency, I believe, last week or something, and then they called me on the three-way, and she said that she wanted to start services with them on Monday. So I have it in there for the start of a new agency on Monday. And the other agency, I think they started giving her care either on Monday or Tuesday. So I don't know if you guys
just
hit
saying,
somebody
good luck.
Out on
I'll
Monday.
I'll do the discharge. That's not a problem. I just wanted to make sure you're aware of how she is towards people.
She's been like agency hopping, so I'm aware of how she can be.
Yeah, and
it's very frustrating, and I'm sorry that, you know.
No, it's okay. But I mean, I don't know if it's like a dementia thing. I mean, she's been also with Uriah, who's her caregiver, was saying that she. When she gets there, like, she's scared. She says she's scared at night that somebody's jumping in her in and out of her apartment. And
yeah, that's what
that people are,
like,
yeah.
My walls are thin. She's like, you know, say you're coming back later. It's like she thinks somebody's coming to get her.
And she's yelling at the walls. And there's, she says people are watching her through holes in the walls. So, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know why she don't get checked or nobody doesn't tell her. I know she always keeps saying she has a daughter, but I don't know if her daughter's really around like that. I don't think
No. Apparently, Uriah took her to a funeral, and her whole family doesn't speak to her. The people in the complex where she works, like, was laughing when Uriah walked out the other day. He was like, wow, you lasted longer than any other aide that was with her, you know? Like,
wow,
She's got a bit of a... All right. I'll let them know. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.